Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Wednesday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffee House and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffee House here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It'd be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Erit.
Erit.
Erit?
How's it spelled?
E-R-E-T.
What is the origin, please?
Chippewa.
Can you use it in a sentence?
As I turned south from Bucatuna, I landed in the city of Erit.
A. So it's South Mississippi. It's around Waynesboro.
It is just down from where it is. I mean, you could throw a rock and hit Alabama.
There we go.
So.
That'd be a little weird.
Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. Always laugh in Wayne County. There's four straight cities along, what is that, Highway 80? No, it's 45.
Yep.
That start with W. West King, Woodwards, Waynesboro, Winchester. Can't get away.
Winchester's a great name.
Yeah. I used to work on Winchester Road in Memphis.
Yeah, it's a really cool name. I know it's like the gun. The gun. Just like a cool gun named Winchester.
Yeah.
Like I'm just always.
I dropped him with my Winchester.
Yes.
Exactly.
But shout out to Wayne Academy. They knocked off my Winston Academy Patriots the other day in double overtime.
Oh, yeah.
I've had some bad memories at Wayne Academy.
I'm sure you do.
Shout out to Todd Mangum over there.
Yeah. Yeah. Pip Printing, you made me totally lose where I was going. Pip Printing and Signs, reliable service for every business need. Guys, we say it all the time. You know, if you own a business, you know what a role printing plays for you. You know printing, how vital having good printing is to the success of your business. And if you don't work with the best, how can you expect to get the best results? That's what Pip Printing and Signs is going to offer you. 30 years of experience. Check out their website, pipridgeland.com, to find out more, to show all of the incredible services they can offer you and your business. And then you want to call Cam Baker and talk to him, 601-499-5216, to get more information, to tell him you want to get on board. And best of all, if you're a Mississippi State fan, 10% of your sale right back to the Bulldog Initiative. When you need printing, call Pip today. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for, and I know that you are looking for it. So go get it. It's at College Corner. They've got the interlocking. They've got the M over S. They've got the state script. That's what you want to wear. That's what they've got at College Corner. Two locations to serve you in the Jackson area, originally by Fleet Feet, followed by the Half Shell, or you can shop online, collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler, Starkville's flagship restaurant. For lunch, dinner, or Sunday brunch, the best meal in town is at Restaurant Tyler. If you're going to grab lunch in the city of Starkville, Restaurant Tyler is one of the top places you can go. If you love a blue plate, there's just not a better one in Starkville than there is at Restaurant Tyler. Great choices for meat and veggies, great cornbread. And if you're not a blue plate person, they'll get you covered with a variety of sandwiches and salads. And don't forget, you know, it's lunch, right? So you got to get in and get out quickly. You can do that at Restaurant Tyler. Restaurant Tyler, the best meal in town. It's right there at Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide. Let them show you not only where you are going to be banking with them, but more importantly, how they're going to help you manage your money, invest, and build for the future. Now more than ever, when you have a question about your money, you can't afford to wait around. You got to get answers. You got to get them quickly. You need the kind of service that is provided at Priority One Bank. You can't get it at those big corporate banks. You can only get it at a bank like Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. It's Rumblings Day, Robbie Falk.
It is.
That's great. We always love the Rumblings, and that's brought
Welcome
to you, of course.
Welcome to the Rumbles.
We've got questions from you. Yeah. We'll answer anything you want. As long as you lock it up to...
There we go.
We are the podcasters you can find. Whatever you may need.
If you got the money, honey, we'll do an ad read.
On the rumblings. Welcome to the rumblings. Can you do it?
Knees.
Ooh.
I'm going to make you scream.
There we go. That was actually pretty good.
You know what's funny is that's the song that Wayne Academy would play over and over back in the day when we played them. They had this jaguar like screaming over the PA, and then it was Welcome to the Jungle.
Nice.
So every time I hear Welcome to the Jungle, I think late 90s, early 2000s, Winston Academy, Wayne Academy football.
Speaking of Winston Academy.
Yes.
You might be seeing me there this Friday night.
Oh, you're going to go see the Flashes?
I think I am headed down to see the Flashes.
Oh.
My first trip into enemy territory to see Winston Academy. Patriots?
The Pats. Okay. The Field of Champions, as my dad called it.
Well, there you go.
The Big Red Machine.
Well, we'll see if some Purple Pride can show up. They won last week, St. Al.
They're significantly better.
St. Al?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Which, it can't get any worse than what it was last year.
No, they were
but
awful.
They are much better this year.
Yeah.
There's no doubt.
Yeah.
You just decided, hey, it's
well,
time to
go.
Well,
they're in the area.
Hey, I'm down with it.
I mean, I haven't had a chance to go to Vicksburg, and you know, if they played Starville Academy, I would have gone, but...
Hey, it's a nice place to watch a football game.
Well, I think I'm going to be there Friday night.
Go touch the rock when you go over there.
Is that allowed? Are they allow visiting fans to do that?
Well, you'll walk right past it on the track going over to the visiting side.
Okay.
That's where my dad infamously spit on the rock before one of our games and came back to us and said, "Go look what Lake Academy just did to your rock." They have disrespected the rock, the championship rock. It's got our state championships on there.
I love your dad
and
so
we,
much.
And we beat him into the ground after that game. Like, it was the, it was the
he,
oldest trick
in
the book.
Did you find out that it was him that spit on it?
It was like a couple years later.
Oh, that's
he said, yeah, that was me.
That's fantastic.
My dad is
master
my dad's
motivator.
Old school. And we ran I formation.
Oh, yeah.
Toss left, toss right. Yeah. He just knew how to motivate, and he knew where to put the best athletes.
There you go.
And we didn't lose a game for 3 years.
I mean, it's just not a coincidence, in my opinion.
Big Daddy.
There you go. The Rumblings are brought to you by our friends over at Superior Catfish. Robbie and I love to tell you about Superior Catfish. We love to tell you about how great it is. Now you can find out for yourself. If your local catfish house doesn't sell Superior Catfish, first off, you need to ask them why. Secondly, you can just fry it up at home. Go to store.superiorcatfish.com and order it to be shipped right to your door. You can also order their awesome breadings and seasonings so you can have a superior fish fry the next time you want to do some catfish. Remember, there's catfish and there's superior.
We
catfish.
Wiped ours out yesterday at Obie's.
Oh, my goodness.
I had nothing left.
There was nothing
the
left. Nothing, there weren't even crumbs left.
There was no
plate.
Crumbs.
There was vapors.
The ketchup wasn't even left.
Yeah.
I'd clean that. I mean, the plate looked like it was. Like a dog had ate off of it.
Yeah. All right, let's jump in. Colton Watson, first up with us here. If you could fix one or the other on defense, talent or coaching, which has the bigger impact and why? It's 100% coach.
Yeah, but I mean, you can't fix the talent right now.
Yeah, but so, I'm saying if like I could snap my fingers and all of a sudden you've got Simmons and Sweat and those guys.
Gotcha.
Or if I could just have the players I have now, but they're better coached. I mean,
I would take the players.
I would take the players, but at the same time,
like if Coleman Hutzler was coaching the 2018 defense, this defense would be really good.
Yeah,
I had no doubt.
Yeah,
I don't think anybody could screw that up. I think they would have just on their own just made plays.
Yeah,
but there's no playmakers. I mean, I won't say no playmakers, but there's very few.
Yeah, the other side of that coin is if the talent you had right now, which is getting better coaching. You know, if you had, an elite defensive coordinator right now with the guys you have, then you would be okay.
Yeah,
you would be okay. So
I just think like,
but yeah, I would.
You
if
have,
you're telling me I can have Simmons, Sweat, if I can just have the 2018 defense, I'll take them. I'll take. My
oh
chances.
Yeah, no doubt. I just think you don't have good enough coaching, and you also don't have talent right now.
Yeah,
and it's
perfect storm of crap.
Exactly.
Yeah. 2024-2025 is the most important offseason since 2023-2024.
Last year.
I mean, yeah, they don't ever go down.
Yeah, it's a very big one.
Yeah. Texas A&M only averaged only achieved 3.8 yards per carry on Saturday. How many will Arkansas average? What number does it need to be for State to beat to win? Just needs to be under four. It's under four. You got a great chance to win. State had a great chance to win Saturday.
Just didn't. And we're absolutely awful in third downs. Like, it felt like historically bad, and still had a chance to win the game.
Yeah. Next questions come to us from Willie Dizzle. Which law is more un-American? Oh, wow. Should I read it?
Yes.
Okay. Which law is more un-American, having to be 21 to purchase tobacco products, or having to provide a government ID to critique videos on Pornhub? I just want to point out that you said read it. I just want to point that out.
I'm not a person that thinks that we should censor people.
Okay. And that being said, the answer is the latter. It's the second one. It's ridiculous that you provide government ID to be able to say that's hot on a Pornhub video. You know?
It's got to be a comment. Like,
you can comment on those videos.
But I mean, like that. Like, this is specifically.
You can't go to the website without entering your
how
information.
Do you know?
Because when I went to the website,
oh god,
it was like, hey, we disabled the website in Mississippi because you can't, because they passed a law that says you can't.
I need something stronger in this cup. I think.
I'm just saying, Brian McDuff. Rank these love songs for completely missing the lyrics and playing them at wedding receptions. Every Breath You Take, Lips of an Angel, the Pina Colada song, or Blurred Lines. Real quick, he also says, as an aside, one of my old employees had Lips of an Angel as her ringtone for her husband.
Oh.
I didn't even get into it. Have you ever listened to that song, lady?
That's really good to hear your voice.
It's like the whole song is a conversation this guy's having with his girlfriend while his wife or whatever is in the bedroom. He's like, hey, keep it down.
Yeah, and Every Breath You Take is like stalker.
It's a stalker
vibes.
Song. Yeah.
What's the Pina Colada
song? Pina Colada song
like,
is about,
I know it, but
it's about picking up a woman at the bar.
Oh, okay.
You know?
And what about Blurred Lines? Like that.
Blurred
means,
Lines is about infidelity.
So this is all.
They're
like,
all terrible songs to play at weddings.
Yeah, this
if I were to rank them, Lips of an Angel might be one. That's straight up like I'm
Every
having a conversation with my girlfriend while my wife is in the bed next to me.
Yeah.
Like, keep it down. She might hear us.
Yeah, that's not exactly what you want.
Yeah, Every Breath You Take, two.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They're stalking that woman.
I mean, it is stalking, but the other ones are talking about cheating on their wives.
I don't know if is Pina Colada really about cheating or is it just about picking up women?
I don't know. But it's at the same, I mean, even so, I don't know.
Let me see here. It's not about cheating. It's about a man who is bored with his relationships and wants some variety. So, okay, it is about cheating. Never mind. This is totally wrong what they're writing down here. He's bored with his girlfriend. He reads Lonely Hearts ads in bed. And he catches the eye of an ad for a mystery woman who is looking for a man who likes pina coladas,
getting caught in the rain,
and has half a brain.
So yes.
That's all of us, at least. We have at least half.
All right. Well,
there we go.
To me,
we're off to a fantastic
Every Breath
start.
You Take is last.
Okay. We're off to a great start here on the Rumblings today. Sarthak Sharma asks, for the Rumblings, the defense played engage 8 defense all day against Arkansas. Would that be a better alternative than what we've been doing? Alternatively, what would you change in the current scheme that could help? I mean, at this point, yeah, just blitz an 8 every play. Somebody will get back there, you would think. You might have more than 5 sacks through 7 games.
I'm going to stack the box most of the day and just force them Taylen Green's just going to have to beat us with his arm.
Yeah.
And if he does, then you just tip your hat.
CJ Lunsford asks, is there any chance we can bring back Kevin Barbet as our defensive coordinator next year? I know it didn't work out here last year, but man, does that guy know how to dismantle an offense.
I started thinking about, the Coleman Hutzler deal, and we were trying to help them this summer by like giving them softball questions about like well, I don't even know if it's a softball question. It's a legitimate question though. Like, what is your defense? Like, what is your base defense? Like, we were begging for Coleman Hutzler to tell us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, are you 3-4, 3-3-5? Like, what would you say?
Us.
No, we're multiple. We just want to run. Okay, When you say you're multiple and you don't have an answer for, you know, what you want to do or what you are, mm-hmm. then I just automatically just think that this is going to be a train wreck. And Kevin Barbé kind of did that. Remember Kevin Barbé was like, well, we just want to get the ball in our playmaker's hands.
Yeah.
Like, that you never got like, no, what do you say this offense is? Well, you know, we just want to, you know, we got Tulu Griffin, we want to get the ball in his hands. Xavion, okay, well.
Yeah.
This isn't a good start.
It's not good, yeah. Justin Gray asks us, when was the last time State had a quarterback that trusted his receivers enough to throw it past the line of scrimmage and a head coach that didn't call a run up the middle on third and long? Mullen's time only checks one of those boxes. Love to see it now. Well, that's not true. Mullen, when Dak senior year, trusted him to throw the football.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would agree. I would say that. I thought that before he got hurt, Moorhead trusted Tommy Stevens like that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Leach, yeah, I mean, the quarterback's the issue there.
I think it wasn't that they didn't trust the receivers.
Yeah.
They couldn't throw it down the field accurately.
Correct. So.
It is wild, though, to me to just see, like, a guy right now at State just go out there and just sling it 50 yards down the field.
It's something.
And somebody go up and make a play.
I think I got a jalapeno in my eye.
Your eyes watering?
It is hurting, yeah. We'll talk about why there's a jalapeno there a little later in the show.
It's worth it.
That was worth it, yeah. Buck asks us.
Buck Melanoma.
I wonder if this is the Buck from Buck's One Stop outside of Calhoun City.
Could be. Yeah. You've made a trip there once or twice.
Many times. Hypothetically, if there are four SEC teams with a 10-2 record, is it possible for a team to decline an SEC championship bid? The loser of the game would probably drop below the other three teams. This would go for any conference championship. I don't think they're allowed to do that.
Like they're going to have to cut a team,
right? I don't think you're allowed to. No. What I'm saying I don't think it's you're allowed to turn down the bid.
Oh,
like if you are going to the SEC championship game, you have to go. I don't think they can say I'm turning that down. It's not like a bowl bid.
Yeah, that is an interesting thought, though. Is like. You know, if we lose this game, it's going to cost us a playoff spot. Do we want to take that chance? It's like flipping a coin.
I think if you make the SEC championship game, you're in.
Yeah,
they're not gonna.
Especially in a 12 team now.
Yeah,
like it's
even
hard
with three
to imagine
losses, you'd be in.
Well, it's hard to imagine like the second best team in the SEC. They're going to be a playoff team. Like they're going to be a top five team. I would think.
You know, right now, if the playoff was today, there would be four SEC teams in. A&M, LSU, Georgia, and Texas. Now, the bottom two, I believe it, but the second two, I'm a little surprised.
It's wild.
That's where we are. Steven wants to know, Robbie, would you rather fight five toddler-sized Brians or one Brian-sized toddler?
One Brian-sized toddler is the regular Brian.
That's a good point.
I think I would just do
You always want to fight the smaller thing.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. It's not like I can... You know, I can confuse you if you're a toddler your size.
Right, right.
Like I can just you know you're not gonna have the brain capacity.
All you've got to do is put your hands over your eyes, and I'll be like, "Where did he go? Oh my God, he just disappeared." So, but yeah, five
now,
toddlers.
Now toddlers,
I mean,
like
you've got five. I mean,
you could outsmart me.
We have the brain power. Yeah,
yeah.
Like get the legs.
Yeah. I would just like, if you were a toddler, your size... Well, first of all, I probably wouldn't fight a toddler, even if he was big.
Yes.
That's against the law.
Yeah,
like, you can't fight someone
I don't know
under
a
the age
of
16.
5'10", 280-pound toddlers, but that's fine. But that being said, people always ask the question about the ducks and the horses.
Yes.
You would always rather fight the duck-sized horses, because mm-hmm. you can just kick them.
Punt.
Punt those things. You fight a horse-sized duck is nightmare fuel.
It would
destroy you.
It is.
So
because like I mean, think about like at that point their jaws, like how strong their jaws are.
Yeah.
At that point, I mean they would probably just bite your head off.
Yeah. Caleb Goddard asks, which play made you feel like the game was out of reach more, the fake punt or the two drop pick sixes? The fake punt.
Fake punt.
Yeah. Once they didn't get the fake punt, I was just like.
I mean, the pick sixes, you went down by seven.
Yeah, you were still in the game.
Yeah.
You were still in the game. But when you faked the punt, that was letting you know that you weren't going to win that day.
But it was just like the pick sixes, you're just sitting there going, I mean, what do you have to do?
Yeah.
You were literally thrown the ball twice on this drive, and you dropped passes that would have given you the lead. Had they picked those passes off, I think the game starts to turn like it did a couple years ago in State. Like, they had a pick six by Forbes, and they had a blocked kick. Like, it would have been like that when that blocked kick happened and Cameron Richardson ran it back.
You knew the game was over.
That, like, I would have felt like State is taking this game over.
Yeah.
But, alas.
There you go. Who is this person?
You good?
Well, I don't know. Somebody messaged my daughter on Instagram. We'll find out about, more about that. Maybe they may be about to take a verbal tongue lashing.
What
from
happened?
Me. I don't know. I'm trying to find out. Let me get more information.
Was it belittling?
No.
Message?
I don't know. I don't know what's going on there.
Okay.
I'll find out more. Where are we here? Also from Caleb, in what world do DBs play 10 yards off the ball on 3rd and 3? I mean, you're just giving it up at that point. You're just giving it up.
They were playing such soft coverage, and the guys were just racing for first downs and crossing the sticks, and then you come up and you make a tackle.
Yeah.
Like, that's – you have no shot. Like, it's going to take them overshooting a pass or dropping a pass for you to get off the field right there.
Andy Atkinson, AA, the enforcer, back with us. Over under on the number of phone calls received by College Corner and Maroon & Co. about the hat Dak was wearing. It was high.
That State script.
Yeah.
Straw hat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They heard about it. Over under on the number of those hats will be in Davis Wade on Saturday. More than a couple.
Those are like the hats that John Cohen used to wear around.
Yeah. I love those hats, though. I would love to wear a straw hat like that. Nathan Kelly says, my son Wrecker has his last fall baseball tournament this weekend. Almost all of Starkville's home tournaments have been on Mississippi State game weekends. Wouldn't it make sense to schedule an off weekend to spread out crowds and help local businesses? What I would tell you is that you are involved in a scam. Travel baseball. I mean, what are we doing here?
Well, I've tried to tell Nathan that.
Just eat your weekends alive.
I've tried to tell Nathan that for a long time, but he's not listening. And he's going to continue to do that. So that's what you get. I mean, anything
your son
that involves
is not Ken Griffey Jr.
Anything that involves you losing your Saturdays during the fall.
Yeah, I'm out.
Is evil.
Yeah, I agree. Hunter Manis asks us: you can shop at a store for free for 30 minutes, but you can't sell anything you get. What store do you pick? Can I shop at a convenience store and just take all the gas I can get out of my car in 30 minutes? Can I just fill up gas tanks? How does that work? I don't know.
So what does he mean you can't, like,
he's saying you can't go in there and, like, buy a bunch of cars and then turn around and try to sell them.
Okay, yeah. I got you.
So, I mean, I guess the answer is the grocery store, because you can buy, you know,
food.
You can buy all your non-perishables for the rest of the year or whatever. Never run out of toilet paper, never run out of paper towels, never run out of dishwasher soap. If you have a freezer, you can put meat away. You know, I guess that's the answer. I mean, nothing else really stands out. Like, I don't need that much clothes.
Yeah. I just don't like
Walmart. I mean, I guess the real answer is Walmart. Because that way I can get a couple TVs while I'm in there.
Oh, yeah.
Walmart's the correct answer.
Yeah. In 30 minutes, I would wipe Walmart out.
Yeah. I mean, I would have couple of PS5s. I would have the biggest TVs they've got. I'd have, you know, new iPhones. And then I'd have all the groceries I want, too.
Yep.
The strategy session for me and my family before walking in there would be incredible. It would put anything Lebby has ever done to shame. I mean, I would have everything diagrammed like, this is how we're going to attack this.
You're
going to
take all a left down this aisle.
I'm going straight to electronics. I'm the strongest one. I'll pick up the TVs and put them in the cart. You guys hit the groceries.
Yeah.
I swear to God, if I see anybody dawdling, it's over. You get nothing.
Aislinn will be over here. Look at this.
Like, put it down. We don't have time.
You remember Supermarket Sweep?
Yes.
That was one of my favorite shows.
That would have been
like,
me.
God, if I could have like had a buggy to go through a supermarket and get anything I want, man, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Except for the things I wanted was like video games and wrestling action figures
that's
at the
what
time.
We're doing here. Exactly. I'm gonna get a whole cart with tires.
Yeah.
And I'm just come back. Like, this isn't actually the tire that fits. I'm not selling it. I'm just returning it for the actual tire that fits.
Yeah. So, yeah, can we return stuff?
He didn't say you can't return. Also from Hunter, another deep thought question here. Why does receipt have a P, but a word like hamster, which needs a P, doesn't have word? Well, technically it's hamster.
Hamster.
It's not hamster.
We've added the P. Yes.
It's hamster. Receipt does not need a P. It should be R-E-C-E-I-T. Receipt.
Yes. It should be.
Because deceit doesn't have a P.
None of that stuff really, like the rules of English sometimes don't make sense.
No. Have you ever seen the Gallagher skit about that? You know the comedian who's
special? Yeah, that hits the
He has
the
this thing where he talks about how like words are spelled the same, but like he talks about like comb, bomb, tomb.
Not the
none
same.
Of them spell, none of them sound the same.
So, no. I one. Before E, except after C, doesn't really work.
It
doesn't work either.
Yeah. All right. Let's do one more, and then we'll go to the break
before
here.
E, except after C.
Brogan Fairchild, rank these state head coaches based on their ability to cut a good wrestling promo. Lebby, Jans, Purcell, Lamonis, Armstrong. Purcell is the easy.
Easy.
Easy number one.
I was talking to somebody yesterday. I was talking about the wrestling business with them. And they have a family member in the wrestling business. Mm-hmm. And I was telling them about...
They have a family member in the wrestling business?
Yes.
Okay.
And I was telling them about Sam Purcell, and I was like, he could be a wrestling manager.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if he was Jim Cornette, like, wouldn't bat an eye. Like, he could step right in there and be that kind of guy.
If
like,
he showed up on the sidelines next year in, like, a bright green jacket with a tennis racket... He could be Cornette for Halloween.
Oh yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, he's definitely Jim Cornette.
Could his kids pull off Sweet Stan and Love and Beautiful Bobby is the question. So,
and then yes, the Sam Purcell is the wrestling manager for the Midnight Express.
I think Lebby is second. Lebby would be kind of like Hulk Hogan though. It would be sort of like a say your prayers, eat your vitamins kind of thing. Very very white meat baby face guy.
Lamonis and Jans are, James Armstrong is like gentleman Chris Adams.
Yeah, he could be Lord Steven Regal.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I would put him ahead of Lamonis and Jans.
I don't know how close he grew up to Blackpool, but Jans I think could be
War Games.
Jans could be kind of sneaky good. Lamonis is just, I mean, I've never seen him like really get.
He's
the only time I've ever seen
bite.
Him really get mad was at you.
Yeah, for no reason.
Yeah, so.
He's not a great soundbite.
Yeah. Good guy, but not a great soundbite. We recently got our 8-year-old daughter an aquarium, thinking it would be a low-maintenance pet, but there's way more to know and do than we anticipated. What was an endeavor you did with your kids that was more time-consuming than you initially thought? Having them? Having my kids is a lot more time-consuming than I initially thought.
Putting gifts together is way more time-consuming.
I would say that... trying to think, when they play sports as a little kid, like you're like, oh, they're playing t-ball. You don't realize that that is a investment. In
oh
time.
Boy, yeah.
You know,
yeah. We practiced like once or twice a week. We have a game.
Yeah,
yeah. Like for me,
and we're not talking about like we're just making fun of like travel baseball, right? They're actually playing baseball.
Yeah,
it's t-ball.
T-ball, buddy ball.
Yeah.
So this year we did. T-ball, early, I guess late spring, early summer, and now we're doing ballet. So
oh, that's a good one.
On Wednesday, I go pick her up from school, drive straight to Startville from Ackerman. We go at 3:30 to ballet. Then I have to go do something at the Startville Daily News for 15, 20 minutes, and then come back and wait for her to get done at 5 p.m. It's an hour and a half commitment.
Yeah.
So, and she's even kind of getting tired of it, and she loves to dance and stuff. Like, she's done tumbling.
Yeah.
We did that, yeah. We did tumbling. We did t-ball. She'll finish it out. She's very good at, like, starting something and finishing it.
Yeah.
But when she's done with it, she's like, I want to try this now.
Yeah. Well, that's good, though.
So, we're trying a lot of different things.
Experiences, that's great.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else that stands out for me. Like, Aislinn got into theater, and I didn't realize that would mean, like, in a weekend I was going to have to go see 4 1-hour plays.
Yes.
But I have. I have done that. And it's the same play.
And then I sat through,
I've seen
like,
it four times.
And then I sat through like a 2-hour pageant at her school.
Yeah. Also, I forgot to mention, Aislinn did the backstage stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she was putting out, like, the props and everything. So she wasn't actually acting.
Oh.
I don't get to see her on stage. I just see her, like, when they break and they have to, like, somebody pulls off a couch and they put this other thing on. That's when I get to see her.
Oh, Lord. So. Yeah, and, you have to
support. But I had to go.
I had to support them. Yeah. Yep.
So, just like, you don't want to act? No. It's like, great.
You want to do the props, huh?
Okay. Yeah.
Maybe she could be like Gallagher. Didn't he do props?
Yeah, props comedy. Now we're talking about Carrot Top. I don't want her to be
like that.
The
trunk.
We don't want her to be like that.
Yeah, get stuff out of the trunk.
Yeah, we don't want that.
He's kind of.
Yes.
He's turned really weird.
Yes, he has.
And I guess he didn't turn that way.
He was kind of born that way, which is great because Aislinn's that way too. She's a weird child. Love her.
Maybe she'll like. Maybe she can be a prop comedy guy or girl.
Oh. She told me a dad joke.
She's got some good ones,
It fits
too.
In with the theme of earlier in the show. Hey, Robbie, you want to go to the Haunted Strip Club later?
No.
What, you don't want to see some boobies?
Oh, gosh. I hope my mom hasn't listened to any of this.
That's so funny. That's an innocent enough joke. Come on.
I guess. But I don't want my mom to hear this. She's already heard about your internet usage.
I tried to get out of that. Hard to get out of it.
I guess at least we know you're honest. Do we have an update on this Instagram post?
Oh yeah, that's a good point.
I need to find out what's going on here, because this is
no. Only my child would send me something like that. My youngest.
What was it, like a screenshot?
Well, I don't know. So she said something on Instagram like. Says who the flop, and this person, who I don't know if she knows him or not, said
who the
that
flop?
Would be the Ole Miss defense.
Who the flop?
Who the flop?
Oh.
And she said, "Yes, you get it, but I don't know who this person is, who's messaging my kid."
Oh, you're upset about that? It sounds like they're just making a joke about.
I don't want. This looks like a grown man.
Oh. I mean, it's nothing inappropriate, is it?
That's how it starts.
That's true. That is how it starts.
I've seen enough
Pretty
of
soon,
those shows.
Well, why don't you get into her account and
I'm not getting into my child's. God only knows what I find in there. That's a terrible idea.
I was thinking like maybe you can find this, like find out what this guy's
I'll
intentions are, and then we can have an intervention.
I'll find out more. Don't worry. Don't worry.
Who the flop?
I need to find out who that is. All right. Let's move into the rest of the show. It's brought to you by our friends over at the Mississippi Beef Council. We're probably reconsidering their thoughts to advertise with us every time we open our mouths. Oh, now I got an Instagram notification. Hold on. Just make sure it's not the same guy.
Oh, this is just a train wreck.
No, it's totally different. It's irrelevant.
Okay.
Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. If you're cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. If you don't want to cook out, well, then that's not a problem either. Go hit up one of our incredible steakhouses in the state of Mississippi. There's one in nearly every town. You'll be eating good if you do that. Whether you're cooking it or somebody else is cooking it for you, have a steak this weekend. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District is the place to find the smoked Southern soul food. I mentioned earlier I might have a jalapeno in my eye. So, as you know, both Robbie and I, and of course, Brian Johnson and Angus Young of AC/DC,
ooh, yeah,
have talked so much love about the pork rind nachos over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats. Found out today, you know, for years it was just like, hey, I want to get the pork rind nachos. And it is, they came how they came, and you could take stuff off or add stuff, but whatever. They've changed it up now with that and their cheese fries. It's just build your own.
Yes.
So you tell them what meats you want, what sauces you want, what cheeses you want, what vegetables you want. So I had pork rind nachos, queso, spicy barbecue sauce, chipotle ranch with pork belly on there today.
It was very good.
And it was
I had a bite.
Delicious. And I'm already considering going back like tomorrow for it again. That's how good it was.
It looked delicious.
So
and you can go in there and have a different.
Yeah. They've got 5 different meats, like 10 different vegetables, 5 different cheeses, 8 or 9 different sauces. You can change it up. And you can have pork rinds or cheese fries. So
Go into Two Brothers this week and ask for the Build Your Own Basket. You won't regret that. A great choice for lunch and or dinner. Two Brothers Smoke Meats in the heart of the Cotton District. Don't forget the older brother as well. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for 50 years.
50.
50! It's going to hurt next year when we got to stop saying 50.
No.
Over 50 years.
That
we just stick
now
with
we're
that.
Done. Now we get we're to use good that forever.
Through the end of time.
That's right.
Advantage Business Systems delivers top quality business technology to your door, and then they deliver the kind of service after the sale you expect when you're somebody's neighbor. And that's what they are with you, because they're a Mississippi business just like you. If you need a new copy or a new printer, new computers, call Advantage Business Systems, 601-362-9192, or you can visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Before you go to the games this weekend, any weekend, you need to head to Maroon & Co. and get yourself some new gear. When you're in Starkville and you need Mississippi State gear, Maroon & Co. is the place for you. And best of all, we'll save you a little money. Our promo code is THUNDER15, 15% off all regular priced items. Some exclusions do apply. If you're looking for new gear, new logos, Bulldog Initiative gear, whatever it is, you can find it at Maroon & Co. Dalton Lee, my wife and I went to an interactive museum this weekend where the games required physical activity. The next day, we were both unexpectedly sore. What's something you've done recently where you were sore the next day but didn't expect to be? I don't know. Live?
Got out of the bed?
I got out of bed, Dalton. I'm 48.
Pretty much. I mean, that's when you
Here, watch this. Watch what's about to happen, Robbie. I'm going to get out of this chair. You ready? You ready? Hold on.
Yep.
Now I'm going to sit back down. Hold on. I got to sit back down now. Oh, God.
Yeah, I've
reached, every time.
I've reached the point now where I grunt every time I sit down or stand up.
Oh, it's not even a grunt anymore. It's a full-on cry for help.
It's really wild. It's crazy what happens to our bodies.
Enjoy your youth, Dalton, and your interactive museums. 20 years from now, you'll be like, I don't want to go anywhere.
Stay as long as you can.
Yes.
For the love of God, cherish it. Don't you ever say that.
Working for the weekend, asked, my first football game as a student was 2007 LSU. Oof. Hitting 6 INT game in the pouring rain. Later on that season, I got to watch Anthony Johnson's 103-yard pick six against Alabama from the end zone. Can you think of any similar examples from going from a terrible point to an incredible point all in the same season? I've got a couple.
Okay.
Mississippi State baseball, that back-to-back games against, was it Oral Roberts in Western Kentucky?
Eastern Kentucky,
and then they won the SEC.
Yep,
that's a good one. I think 2016 football, losing to South Alabama week one, and then winning the Egg Bowl by 5 touchdowns in Oxford. That's a good one.
And that's like a bookend, like that was
end of the season. That's a really good one for me. I'm trying to think, is there a basketball one?
Yeah, that 2007 year. I mean, the LSU game start the year, and then you end it in the bowl game.
Yeah.
So
I'll give you a basketball one too. Final Four year. They lost to UA Little Rock in the hump.
Yep.
Derek Fisher was on that team.
That's right.
And they hit a buzzer beater, and I'm telling you, I've said it before on the show, I couldn't speak for 45 minutes after that game. Could not speak. Just in total shock. But they ended up in the Final Four.
Right.
So there's three of you for right there.
And we can probably keep going.
Yeah. Dugout Dog asks, underwater hockey is an actual sport where two teams compete to move a puck across the bottom of a swimming pool into the opposing team's goal by propelling it with a hockey stick. Here's a video playing it. Is there a question? There's a reply here. Let's see if he replied. He replied. Okay. If this random sport can exist, what sport can you come up with that you think people would want to play? Why not underwater football?
Underwater football?
Yeah.
So, like, you carry the football
underwater.
Like you swim underwater and somebody has to... Well, it's going to be tough to give the ball to... Like, how are you going to get the ball to people?
The running game is going to be key. In this one.
It's going to be, that's it.
I mean, you can maybe do like a little quick pass. You can just like really shoot it out there.
It's going to float up.
Well, that's you. Maybe we got to set that up where like your receivers float, but your linemen and your running backs are down below.
This sounds like a disaster.
I agree, but so does underwater hockey, but they seem to have made it work. So, I don't know. Mangum Cafe, we host an Airbnb in Tupelo and have visitors from Oklahoma and Georgia staying with us for the coming weeks. We plan to put Ole Miss Sucks signage all around. What else could we say?
I mean, that's kind of sells it all. Said it all. Is Kalen DeBoer doing a great Joe Moorhead impression? I'll tell you what, if he says anything about pointing the finger, not the thumb,
yeah.
or thumb, not the finger, then we'll know. If he talks about having 51% of the vote,
yeah,
you're in trouble. Jay in Baltimore, MSU women's softball, volleyball, and soccer have all enjoyed major runs in the last few years. Of the three, which has the best chance of becoming an annual contender for a national title? Why? I mean, I think it kind of depends on the coach. Volleyball, I say no. They had that 1 year, and they haven't done anything since.
Soccer is going to stick around.
If James Armstrong stays for a while, he seems to be building that program in the right direction.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it's already built.
Yeah. Softball, I don't know if they can get to that Oklahoma, Florida level.
No.
Alabama level, but they can be good. But so, if everybody, an annual contender for national titles, soccer is the best choice.
Yeah.
All right. Joby Miller, settle this argument between me and a friend. I say I have an argument that Dan Mullen is the greatest coach in Mississippi State football history. He says I'm crazy. It's Jackie Sherrill. Thoughts? You're both wrong. It's Alan McKean would be my answer.
Yeah, as you know, I mean, he's the only one that's won an SEC championship.
Yeah. Jackie won a West title.
To me, it's Dan.
The reason I say it's Dan, and I agree with you, the Jackie's lows are so low.
So low.
His last three years, they
Dan's
won eight
lows
games.
Is 5 wins.
Yeah.
Jackie's lows
he won a bowl game.
Was two yeah. or three.
Well, his last 3 years, they won 8 games combined.
Yeah.
So
Jackie had the highest. Well, I mean, getting the number one in the country, I think, is a big deal.
Yeah.
He didn't win the SEC West, but what I always say about Dan is he coached in the middle of one of the greatest eras of the SEC West.
The hardest
West.
Time ever in the SEC.
Alabama was always good.
Mm-hmm.
Alabama was the was quite possibly the best it's ever been, actually.
Yeah.
LSU was always really good.
They won.
Auburn won a national title during
LSU
that stretch.
LSU won a national title.
LSU.
No, so they didn't win a national title during Dan's time, but they were really good.
No, they didn't, because the last one they had was...
It was 07, and they 07, didn't win until 19.
Les Miles. To me, it was a lot tougher
mm-hmm.
in your division than it was. I mean, Jackie went to the SEC championship with 2 SEC losses,
mm-hmm.
I think that's right. And there's a year where State's number one in the country, and they end up finishing second or third in the division. So. It's Dan Mullen for me. What he did, the players he put in the NFL is second to none. He was going to have more wins than any coach in Mississippi State history by 3 years
mm-hmm.
Before Jackie did.
Mm-hmm.
So it's Dan for me.
I agree 100%. Matthew Watkins, have you seen that Anreal Howard is getting featured on Raw and SmackDown?
We have. Yes.
Who is another non-football player from State that can make the jump to wrestling? So non-football player. Jimmy Bell could do it.
You think so?
I mean, he's a big, athletic guy.
Yeah.
I'm
trying to think.
Cam Matthews could do it.
Brad Cumbus, maybe?
Brad Cumbus could do it, no question.
He's got that body for it.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a football player, but he's best known as a...
Hunter Hines could probably maybe do it. He's a big country boy.
I don't know if he has the personality.
He doesn't, but he could, in terms of making the physical jump, he could do it. I feel like the personality stuff could be taught. Either an athlete or you're not.
Sometimes.
For sure, Cumbus from baseball.
Yeah.
For sure. I'm trying to think of another woman who could do it. Jessica Carter could do it. She's got
maybe
the. Because I think she's got that. She's definitely got the promo ability to do it, and she's a big, strong athlete. I think mm-hmm. she can pull it off.
So. Andriel was a player.
Cam whatever. Matthews would be a good one.
Andriel, like I'm personal. I'm not going to toot my horn, but yeah. I called this on Andriel when she was in college.
Yeah, you did.
When she was here, I talked to her mom, and I said she would be killer in the
pro wrestling. Yeah.
And her mom was like, wrestling? I was like, yeah, there's a girl in wrestling whose name is Bianca Belair, and I think she can be like Bianca Belair. And now she's wrestling Bianca Belair.
Yeah, there you go. I feel like MVB has brought a different energy and new life to the team. Not saying that Chapin was the problem, but do you think if MVB had started the season, that his intangibles and leadership could have helped with the team's early struggles? No.
Okay.
I say no to that. I think the defense is, unless he's playing safety,
Yeah.
You know?
Defense is still your issue.
Yeah, Chapin was not the problem.
No, and I'm of the opinion that I don't think your offense looks totally different with Chapin out there either.
No.
Like, I think Chapin would have
been... Chapin could have had these kind of numbers.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think we're sitting here going, you know, with, thank God Chapin got hurt, because I don't think that's the case at all. I think Chapin would have been successful, too.
I agree. Dr. Tony Loper, the best damn veterinarian in the city of Vicksburg. Do you attribute the success of college football this year to NIL boom or conference expansion, which offers bigger matchups? There's a little of both. The NIL boom has allowed for more parity. You've got more good players on different rosters. They're not
transfer
all...
portal is what I would say.
Yeah, I agree.
More than, because there's some guys that they're not getting that much NIL, but that's
the
helped
portal
change.
Is up. Yeah. And then, but conference expansion has given us these crazy games.
Yeah.
So
I think that it's probably. I think the transfer portal is more playing into this than conference expansion.
Yeah.
The looking at the AP Top 25 just blows my mind. We talked about this a little bit the other day, but like seeing Navy, Army, Vandy, Illinois, like those teams, it's awesome to me. I love it. I love the fact that there's like anarchy and we don't really know who's going to win.
Mm-hmm. Let's see here. Also, favorite activity at the pumpkin patch.
Not going.
It's not fun. If I had to pick, the corn maze is always fun. I can get into the corn maze.
You like the corn maze?
I'll do the corn maze.
See, I get anxiety doing that because I'm scared I'm going to get lost.
Nah, you always get found.
It's kind of like the mirror maze that you go through at like these carnivals.
Oh, I don't like those, I do like to watch videos of little kids running in the mirror maze and then smacking themselves right in the face.
Yeah.
Love that. Rob Hadaway, unasked question from September. How has there never been an oral history or documentary piece done on the time Jackie Sherrill turned that bull into a steer? Full disclosure, we had an interview with a former player, Matt Caldwell, friend of the program. We were going to do that, but after the start State had, I just was like, I just wasn't feeling it.
We're going to get Coach
Caldwell. We'll get Coach Caldwell on this summer.
Coach is dying to tell the story. He was there. So there. we got to get his thoughts on
it. He was there, Gandalf, 10,000 years ago. Rob Hadaway, why do we need a Gladiator 2 over 20 years later? I mean, sometimes,
we don't.
How long was it between Return of the Jedi and...
okay, but that's different. That's, you know, that's a whole world.
I'll go watch Gladiator 2.
I remember when Gladiator came out.
So good.
And, we went and rented it.
Yes.
I saw it in theaters.
Yeah.
And then I rented it one weekend, and I watched it like five times. It was awesome.
It's great, yeah.
Russell Crowe, Joaquin Phoenix.
Fantastic. Were we not told that metal detectors were an SEC requirement when we got them? Neither Texas nor Georgia had metal detectors. I'm not sure why we, of all teams, even bother. They just like lying to us, don't they? If that's true, that's interesting. I need to find out more information.
The rules don't apply to Texas and Georgia, apparently.
Apparently not.
We have coaches pushing players.
Well, if
we
they
have
do apply,
beer
you just start a riot. Your thoughts on my McConaughey impression yesterday?
I didn't see it.
That's disappointing.
Did you read his statement?
I read his statement as McConaughey. I'll let you listen to it after the show.
Green lights.
Yeah. Robert asks, after seeing Mullen, happy to be back in Starkville, do you think one day he would have a job back on campus, kind of like Ron Polk is with baseball? Keep eating American beef. You don't have to worry about that, Robert. I can't see him because it's just different, right? Like, Polk's name is on the stadium.
Yeah, and I think he'll come around a lot more now. Mm-hmm. He's kind of broken the seal on that.
Yeah.
So I think he'll be
around. See him more often.
Yeah.
But, he'll go into the Ring of Honor. At some point.
I said this last coaching search.
Yeah.
If another one happens, if he's interested,
bring him back.
Talking to him.
Yeah, at least do that, yeah. Sheldon Nations, did it change American Gothic when you found out it's his daughter and not his wife?
This is the first I've heard of this.
I've never heard of this. So when you say it changed right now. You are experiencing the change.
What's the purpose?
The guy standing next to his daughter?
I thought it was just, a farmer and his wife.
Yeah, it's farmer and his daughter, apparently.
That is weird. I got to know what the history is behind this. I've never really done research on that. I know what he's talking about, that painting.
So Wood originally said the figures were a father and a daughter, but later backtracked and changed his story, the guy who painted it, Grant Wood. Wood's sister,
because it seemed too weird,
told people that Wood intended the pictures, the figures, to be a father and daughter, and Wood confirmed this in a letter in 1941. Some say that Wood's sister may have pressured him to change his story because she didn't like the idea of being married to a much older man in a painting. Oh, so apparently it's a painting of his sister and her husband. So
even more weird.
Yeah, it's weird. I didn't know. Didn't know, Sheldon.
It was the guy. It was the artist's sister and her husband.
That's what I just read. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought he was saying it was a guy. The guy and his sister.
No.
Well, I mean, that doesn't really.
Maybe older people get married all the time to young.
So
people.
It was like a. It was a portrait. Like he's. Let me told see. Him to stand there, and I'm going to paint
me,
a picture.
I
want to
see
him.
The picture. Let me look at this picture.
The guy.
Like the woman doesn't look that much younger than the guy. So yeah, like I mean, it works. It's fine.
Is that a top five painting, like, as far as the...
Like, being famous?
Yeah.
It's difficult to say because I'm not a huge fan of art. And I mean, I like art, don't get me wrong, but, like, I don't know it. I'm not a scholar of it.
Like, Mona Lisa's number one.
Mona Lisa's number one. The Last Supper?
Last Supper's up there.
You
wouldn't put, like... The Sistine Chapel.
No,
there,
that's not
you?
A painting.
That's not a painting. No. Really. Well, I mean, it is a painting, but
it's not a painting.
It's more like
you
a
can
mural.
Frame. You can frame. Yes, we're going to say for the rules of this discussion, you have to be able to frame
frames.
This. Starry Night.
Okay.
Van Gogh. I'm sure there's some Picasso ones. I just don't know them.
But that's what I'm saying. I think this is like
American
universal.
Gothic is going to be up there for
it's
sure.
It's like universal.
Yeah. I put it up there. Yeah. If you're an art history major and you'd like to come on the program and tell us why we're wrong, let me know. Paul Barrett asks, when State starts the defensive coordinator wouldn't it be great to find a guy who already had success as a defensive coordinator in the SEC? Maybe a guy who's currently underemployed and wouldn't even have to relocate so he could jump right on the recruiting trail. Or if that doesn't work, maybe there's a defensive coach in a nearby town who might want something to take his mind off what's happening to the program he built. These are all great ideas, I think. Who could that person be, though? I mean, you know, what if that person's like working currently on television and is kind of happy?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if Nick Saban wants the job or not, but we'll see.
Well, again, like we said, when Lincoln Riley's going to be there.
Yeah. No, you're not wrong. This is a question I'm glad is being asked. What's with the deal with the dead foot signs in Columbus and West Point? I'm all for free speech, but how is it legal to make me look at a decaying appendage every time I want Cracker Barrel? Have you seen these signs? These are giant billboards like with like a rotting foot. And it's like, hey, take care of your foot at this doctor's office.
Oh,
but it's like a big black foot. And when I say a big black foot, I don't mean a black person's foot. It's a white person's foot that is black with rot.
Thank you for specifying.
I had to specify.
And when you said big black, I was really scared for a second.
We already talked about that. Quit putting them on the tee, Robbie. Yeah, these...
I did not want to see.
Next time, I
not want to see the
one
big black foot.
I've seen it a bunch of times coming down Highway 45 South, going to West Point. It's right before you get to that. It's right after you have to slow down from 65 to 45.
What is that? Podiatrist?
It's something like that. It's disgusting.
It's a rotting foot.
Yeah.
Like gangrene.
Yes. I fear it may be gangrenous. Yes. It's something like that. It's disgusting. Paul, I'm with you. Tucker Medlin asks, how surprising is it that MVB got almost no hype from fall camp and then has been as good as he is in games? I remember going into the 2020 season, the talk had already started that Rodgers had control of the offense, etc. I mean, I think that, you know, there was such focus on Shapen.
Yeah. You know, well, he was like the unquestioned guy.
Yeah.
And then you know, I think they felt a little bit better at times with Parson. I think Van Buren just started to kind of click a little bit. But also, I think that was Lebby kind of being protective. That's my thought process. Is I think Lebby was saying, I have a senior quarterback here. If he's healthy, I don't have to do too much with this freshman. Like I can just bring him along slowly. And then it got to the point where the reality set in. You got to have a guy, and it was obvious Van Buren was the more talented guy, more equipped to run this offense. So I think it was more Lebby just being really protective, wanting to come along slowly with Van Buren, and it just all got rushed. Because remember, I don't think he played against Eastern Kentucky. That was Parson.
He did not play. No, he played. He played at the end, but
Parson went in first.
Yeah, he handed the ball off a couple times.
Okay, so I think he was trying to be very protective of him. I think the goal was to redshirt him,
mm-hmm.
and then luckily you got to put him in there against Florida before he went to Texas, and he got a little bit of that out of his system. The game was pretty much in hand, and mm-hmm. For the most part, it wasn't a blowout or anything, but it was pretty much decided at that point, and you could kind of get him some reps, and I think that helped.
Yeah, I agree. To get ready for basketball season, could you re-release any of the basketball rewinds from the pandemic? I'll look through it, sure.
Is there anything fun in there?
I don't know. I have to go back and look. I know I talked to Darryl Wilson, talked to Coach Richard Williams.
Oh.
I think I talked to somebody else more recent than that. I have to go back and look. I think I got Timmy Bowers on. I have to go back and find it.
Timmy B.
How does this hype for this basketball season compare to those early 2000 Stans teams? It's a little different just because of the nature of sports nowadays. But, I mean, this team isn't preseason top 25, so I would say that it's less hyped. The Mississippi State fans are hyped, but like nationally it doesn't have the same hype that some of those teams had. I think people knew, I mean, because you had those guys that were here for so long, right? Like, nationally, college basketball people knew who Derek Zimmerman was. They knew who Timmy Bowers was. Lawrence Roberts being a transfer was like this huge thing. Like, transfers were not a thing back then. So, people who knew who Mario Austin was and so on and so forth. So, Casey Cloninger asked, well, hold on, did he do it right? He did it right. Good job, Casey. Barring the unknown additions from the transfer portal, what's your early prediction for the wide receiver core for next year? Can Sadu and Kelly return? Sadu Drury has another year. Kelly Akari does not.
Right.
So hopefully Coleman, Craver, Burnside, J.J. Harrell. And then you got to go out in the portal and get a couple more guys.
Yep.
And that's just the way that it would be. I guess San Francisco McGee, Ricky Johnson will probably play a bigger role next year.
Yeah, Kelly's the only receiver, I think, that's done.
Wally's done.
But he doesn't
really play.
But. Yeah.
Also, what are your early requests for next year's defensive coordinator?
Just to be better. Can you just be bad?
Yeah, just be below average. I'll take that. Cameron Worm.
Big Worm?
What's the difference between an official and an unofficial visit in recruiting? Robbie, you can correct me if I'm wrong. It's just as simple as an official visit, the university can pay for your hotel, pay for your transportation, and an unofficial visit, you're just coming on your own.
Yeah. There's I don't have
more to it, but that's the basics.
Yeah, I don't have the total specifics. I don't think it's like you have to pay for everything. But like you do have to pay for like your travel and stuff. Like if it's an unofficial, you have to pay for a hotel, for plane ride, whatever. I think that's the gist of it. But I mean, there's certain things that are obviously paid for.
Yeah. Hunter Bolin asks, if you could have one stand-up arcade game in your house, which one would it be? For me, I have an arcade version of NFL Blitz, and it's awesome. That does sound awesome. What is the one for you?
It might be Mortal Kombat.
I'll go MK2 if I'm going that way. But,
okay.
Yeah,
I'm on the Mortal Kombat that was at Pizza Hut in Louisville.
If I could have NBA Jam.
Yep.
That would be a good one to have.
NBA Jam's up there.
Do you remember Gauntlet?
No.
It was like a Dungeons & Dragons game where you had four people who could play at once. You had like a warrior, an elf, a wizard, and a Valkyrie.
No, I never had that.
Yeah, it was not a big console game. It was big in the arcade, though. I really enjoyed
it. What was the Galaga?
Galaga. That's what Pizza Hut game right there.
Those are movie theater games.
It's not really a stand-up. You'd have to sit down. But like, remember Afterburner, where you had the F-16, and you were in the cockpit. Oh no!
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
I want Star Wars. I want I'm in the Millennium. I'm in the X-wing.
Is that the one that was Episode 1?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I had that. Well, I played that on 64.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I want.
What about Cruisin' USA? That was our Walmart arcade game.
Get the school bus.
We had specific games. Pizza Hut. It was like the Golden Tee and Mortal Kombat.
Ooh, Golden Tee's a good choice too.
And the game with the zombies where you shoot them.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I know what you're talking about, yeah.
And then, like, Walmart was Cruisin' USA right there in the lobby.
Yeah.
And then Northgate Cinema, which was the movie theater, was Galaga.
Do you remember Revolution X? Did you ever play that?
Yes.
With Aerosmith?
Yes.
Yes, that was a fun game.
I also remember the Michael Jackson arcade game.
Yes.
It was
Moonwalker.
Moonwalker. Yeah. Yep. That was at the movie theater too at one point, yeah. I think.
For Polk, was Butch Davis a real possibility for head coach in 2004, or was it 2006 he was floating around? He was the head coach in the NFL in 2004, so that's not right. In 06, I don't think Templeton was about to fire Kroom, so that is not...
There was a time I think he was... Was it like Miami or something?
He might have been like...
Like he was going to get fired at Miami or...
No, he left Miami like when they were at their peak, like right before they won the national title. He should have stayed, but he took the Browns job like an idiot.
Right. It was... There was a time where I remember his name coming up.
Maybe when Mullen was hired in like 2009.
It might have been.
But
Jimbo Fisher was a name 04. That popped up in 2004.
We've talked about that on this show.
And I thought Jimbo Fisher was going to be the guy. And then I woke up one day and it was the Green Bay Packers running backs coach. Yeah. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is not good.
What's better, your air guitar or your air drums? I got to say it's my air drums. I don't know how to play the guitar. So, like, if you're doing air guitar, you at least know, like, where the fingers should be. I have no idea.
Like, somewhere around there on the fret thing.
Right. I can air drum, though. I can, like, I know what I'm listening to, at least.
It's drums for me, because I'm a drummer anyway. But, or I used to be.
Mm-hmm.
There's a new trend on Instagram where people are taking these videos of, like, whenever Zach Morris was playing guitar, when they were all playing Friends Forever or whatever on Saved by the Bell, or if Uncle Jesse was playing it, mm-hmm. like, they cut out the sound of the music on it,
mm-hmm.
and they actually play what the person's playing,
uh-huh.
and it's just gibberish. Like, it's just like...
Oh, I gotta check that out. That
yes,
sounds pretty cool.
Like, it's Uncle Jesse's like... Rawr, 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 like, Uncle Jesse's sitting there strumming.
Yeah.
And another good one is the Zach Morris,
yeah.
on Friends Forever. It's just yeah. like it's just random strings.
Nice,
it's bad.
I'll check that out. Wade Jones asked, the Allstate commercial where Mayhem is a mascot and he's recklessly driving through the parking lot, looking trying to get to a game. Have you noticed the car he's driving looks like a convertible Mustang from the side, but from the front looks like a Dodge Charger? Only you would notice this, Wade.
The state trooper,
yeah, he
notices it.
What I did notice was that he was playing football for Georgia.
Really?
No. But it's a joke.
I get it now. Yeah. What I noticed the other day is Wade leading out the team out of the tunnel.
Wade, we're going to give you a little note to pass to Lebby for the next game. And just says, why don't you do something?
I'm sure that'll go over well.
Pass it over to Hutzler. Just be like, hey.
Wake up.
Yeah. Are you seeing this?
Engage
Are you seeing
eight.
What I'm seeing?
Engage 8.
Yeah. Just blitz.
All out blitz.
You blitz all night. If they gain another yard, I'm going to pull every one of you. Jeremy Martin, if Lebby moves on from Coleman, what's y'all's ideal coordinator style do you think would be best fit for Lebby in state and some names? Names, it's too early. I can't.
Aggressive.
Aggressive, though. It needs to match. I think I always feel like you need to match your offense, right?
Yep.
Your offense is aggressive. Your defense needs to be aggressive. You got to grind it out offense. You should grind it out on defense.
I want it to be like that 18-teamers, like Jonathan Abrams flying through, yeah. like Troy Polamalu. Like, I want people yeah. coming everywhere and for them to just say, we can't. What are we supposed to do with this?
Yeah.
You know?
All right, last one for the day here comes to us from Tony Harlow, who says, we're going to pick our favorite actor from each category. De Niro or Pacino?
Pacino.
De Niro.
He's going off the reservation for me lately.
Well, I mean, I'm not worried about that. I don't worry about that kind of thing. I worry about what do they do in their movies.
That's a good point.
So if you're watching Heat, you're rooting for Pacino, and I'm rooting for De Niro.
Yes.
Okay.
De Niro. I mean, obviously De Niro in Godfather and.
Well, Pacino's in Godfather.
Yeah, but I kind of like De Niro's character in Godfather.
The older, the young
younger Vito.
Yeah, I don't disagree.
I like him more than Michael.
I like, in Heat, I think Pacino's character is better.
Oh yeah,
it's because
Pacino.
Can I do the line? It's got a bad word in it.
Yeah, and you might as well.
Because she's got a. No, I'm not gonna.
No, do maybe not. Maybe not.
And you got your head all the way up it.
Him and he was also in. What was that movie where he's like the Antichrist or
Pacino?
The devil or something?
The Devil's Advocate.
Devil's Advocate.
Yeah.
I like that movie? Lot. Yeah. I hadn't seen it in forever.
So
like Keanu Reeves, right?
Yeah.
And that, yeah.
Heat.
Any Given Sunday is excellent.
I like that movie. I'm trying to think of like Pacino. You know, I love Scarface too.
Yes.
So, but De Niro, I like De Niro better. Maybe I'm just like a little more tightly wound.
I mean, I think De Niro to me is my favorite of the two. Mm-hmm. Like as far as actor,
I love Goodfellas.
Like yeah.
So, Ryan Gosling or Ryan Reynolds? Yeah.
Mm.
I mean, I just neither one of them are like.
I mean,
Ryan Reynolds.
I'll go with
I guess
Gosling.
I go Reynolds. This doesn't really matter.
Ryan Gosling was a liability at defensive back.
That's true.
I know that.
Big time. Liam Neeson or Denzel Washington? It's Denzel.
Oh, Denzel by far. Denzel,
I love Liam Neeson, but Denzel
might be like top five actors of all time for me.
Do you know one of my favorite movies? Never ever mentions it. Man on Fire.
Yes, great movie.
It's incredible.
That little stretch that he had there, Man on Fire, Training Day.
Oh, yeah.
John Q.
Yeah.
Remember the Titans. Yeah. Like, that run was unreal.
So, have you ever heard my Liam Neeson impression?
Does it have something to do with I Will Find You and
no,
I Will Kill You?
So, I watched this video. You know who Kevin Pollak is, right?
Mm.
He's a comedian. He was in Few Good Men.
If I saw him, I probably would.
You would know him, yeah. He's been in a bunch of movies. He's also an impressionist. He does this thing called one-word impressions, where you can only say one word in the impression, and it can't be a word that you would normally use, right?
Yeah. It's just something like that.
Right.
It's not going to draw attention to who you're doing.
Right. So the Liam Neeson word is bananas. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Bananas.
Bananas?
That's how you would say it.
That sounds like Scottish.
Well, that's what he isn't he Scottish?
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh.
He ain't American.
Yeah, but I thought he spoke a little more.
No, you listen to that guy talk sometimes. He's got that
accent. It's not that strong.
Oh, it's strong.
Where he says bananas?
Bananas.
Bananas.
Yeah.
Like, you sound like William Wallace.
Yeah.
He doesn't sound like that.
Wasn't he in Rob Roy? He's Scottish.
I mean, he might be, but he doesn't sound that extreme.
Like when you hear him do an interview, that's what he sounds like.
Liam Neeson. I don't remember him sounding like...
He's born in the United Kingdom, but where is Ballymena? That's got to be in Scotland. Look at the names of those cities. Oh, no, he's born in Northern Ireland. He's Irish.
He's Irish.
Yeah, close enough. Last one, George Clooney or Brad Pitt? Pitt.
Yeah, Pitt.
I love Clooney, don't get me wrong, but Pitt...
You're not a fan of Clooney Batman, though.
No, that's terrible. But Pitt is in so many great movies. No, I'll give you... Very underrated movie again that I love that Brad Pitt is in. A River Runs Through It. You ever seen that?
Yes.
That's an unbelievably good movie.
My sister was a big Legends of the Fall. She had a
Most
poster.
Women of that age.
She had a poster of Brad Pitt from Legends of the Fall.
Yeah. So, Seven.
And we used to watch Interview with the Vampire a lot.
That's a good
one. She was a big Brad Pitt.
Seven and Fight Club.
And then we found out that Brad Pitt actually, like, I don't think he, like, wears deodorant. He's a
very
musky guy,
say. Yeah, I'm not big on that.
So
Ashton Kutcher is that way, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I could see that.
So, there you go. All right, that's all for today's show. Tomorrow's show, back to football. Mississippi State, Arkansas coming up this weekend. Plenty to talk about there as we get closer and closer to game day. Guys, have a great Wednesday. Back with you on Thursday. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.